consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The housing market is really heating up and it's about to take off. Get pre-approved today with our 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
The Village Bar, now open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-sized chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Reason number 6 why RVs are so popular. They're pet-friendly. Your fuzzy family member can go with you. Like Reverend Bentley and Mr. Chips, his small terrier. Each summer, he'd hitch up his aristocrat trailer and head to the dry heat of the Southwest, eventually settling in Deming, New Mexico. He became friends with the local sheriff, likely because arriving late one night, he stopped at a grassy patch along the road, only to find out the next morning that it was a local cemetery. After moving to the land of the living, Bentley and Mr. Chips would go to town in search of local gatherings, especially church picnics, and quickly became well-known. A man, a dog, an RV. Adventures begin at Byerly, the center of the RV world.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly
Trailers. For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailers.
Rediscover your family, show them you care.
For the rest of your life,
you gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Top Shooters is back, which means the KMJS show is live Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Brought to you by Bud Light. The food, staff, and drinks are even better. And now you can enjoy them all on a brand new luxurious patio. With a full-service bar, games like bags, volleyball, and plenty of TVs, it's the perfect atmosphere for the summer. The fun starts every morning at 11 a.m., and you can still take advantage of the full menu with carryout orders. We'll see you at Top Shooters, 531 Old State, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois.
Joe Rusevans here with FRA Trust to let you know about my new book, The New Normal in a Post-Pandemic Economy. Has your 401k or IRA taken a hit? Then you should take control back. I've been a leading financial professional for almost 40 years, and I'm sharing these secrets in my new book. That's free for you. Just pay shipping and handling. Visit joesnewbook.org to claim and learn how my team at FRA Trust can help you take control of your financial future. Visit joesnewbook.org or call 855-935-4214. Today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The housing market is really heating up and it's about to take off. Mortgage interest rates are sitting near all-time low levels, and that means you have a lot more buying power. Don't miss out on the home of your dreams by working with the wrong mortgage lender. We make the entire process easy and can get you in your new home in 14 days. Get pre-approved today with our 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to get a jump on the spring home selling season with low inventories and less competition. Homes are fetching higher prices. To leverage a higher price home, call Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier with their STL Rocket Listing. Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer. Use their proven accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Either way, your home is sold. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991. Online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions.
Here comes the big note. Contrary to the expression, the fat lady has sung, but it's not over. It's just beginning, and I know that Kate wouldn't mind me using the fat lady slogan, Kate Smith. It is showtime.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
What in the world?
Scott.
What a stupid campaign.
and Doug. Now they say and Doug.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 25th edition of Finian's Playhouse. Let me remind everybody that Scott Sherman is not a professional broadcaster, because no professional broadcaster would go...
I sit at that mic every day, Monday through Wednesday, and I never do that.
Wrestle your microphone around. He's here for one reason only. His segment's over. He wants to beat us in a contest and a game, and he probably will. Welcome to the Playhouse. Our sponsor is Complete Auto Body, and being a good team player, I decided to mess my car up and give them some business. We'll talk. Hey! At the control board. 19 years he lived in Great Britain, and that's where his daddy still lives, but his daddy's coming here this weekend to meet his grandson, Theo. Daddy lives where this guy lived for 10 of those 19 years, Birmingham, England. Trevor Limestone Limey, Phillip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And then a T-shirt that I guess is supposed to mean something.
It's too small. I got to return it.
It says "see something."
Camp.
Oh, camp. You're not a camper, though, are you?
No, I'm a human.
The tree is a what? The A.
What the heck does that mean? Oh, well.
And the mountains are the end.
Obviously, since you heard his voice, you know that he didn't go today northbound, southbound, westbound, or... You want to know what that was about? Go watch something about Mary with Ben Stiller and Cameron Diaz when she was... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Not going to introduce Scott. He's already been introduced, and he's not even supposed to be here anyway. Over there with him, behind the glass, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser blouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Now in his 39th, and 40th jobs, next guy is our head of research. He's a newsman, and for some reason I just have trouble remembering the other job that he has. Oh, yeah, that's actually his real job. This is just for fun. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and thank you to the law office of Scott Sherman. Bayer has announced it will pay billions to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using the weed killer Roundup. Even if you have not filed suit, some of that money might belong to you. The law office of Scott Sherman is handling Roundup cases right now and standing by if you or a loved one are eligible. Email lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be made solely on advertisements.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind end.
And Dan, I got to tell you, Rat Boy, as always, I can always tell he was real interested in the fact that you're in a band and you have a band. And he's been thinking about putting a band together. It looks like he's done it.
Really?
Yeah, he got a band. And
wow.
He's also, I guess, a big fan of, remember, 98 Degrees?
Yes.
He always liked that name. He said, I always liked that name. And he said, I knew he had to come up with a name for our band. And he thinks he has it. He took the degrees. He took that part. He admits that's not original. What's the first part of the... Cheese Degrees. That's his band. I like it.
He should change the name to the Dixie Cheese Chicks.
Okay. Remember, Tim, that Dan laughs at anything.
I was laughing. Bill laughed. Limey smirked.
Okay. Cheese Degrees. I like it.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy. I like it.
Was it the Dixie Cheese what?
Chicks.
Oh.
Dixie Cheese Chicks.
Well, the Dixie Chicks changed their name to the Chicks, so he could jump on Dixie Cheese Chicks.
Now it's funny. Give it up, please, for Bruce Lucas and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
funny how sometimes the first time it's not really funny, and then the second time it's hilarious.
Tim's been spicy today.
So I actually, when Complete Auto Body came on the air a month ago, not long ago at all, I actually said, well, I'm not going to do something like, you know, have an accident or mess up my car just so I can become a client. But day before yesterday, I changed my mind about all that. And on the way home from here, Tuesday, I just decided I think I'll just hit a signpost and just rip my mirror off my car. So that's what I did. Wow. And I'm glad I did it.
Team
player. Gave me a chance to, team player. Gave me a chance to do business with them. So I called and told them what happened. And look, it's a mirror, not the end of the world. But I wanted it fixed immediately, because I'm the guy who cannot look at a dent or a scratch. I can't do it. Yesterday morning, they came and got that car, and they'll do the same for anybody. They own a great towing service, A to B Towing. That's owned by Complete Auto Body. So they got it all covered. They have their own towing company. And at 8:30 yesterday morning, remember, this just happened the night before, they show up, pick it up, put it on it, take it there. That car will be ready tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Now, that's in part because there was no real damage except for the housing, the casing on the mirror. Apparently, the mechanism, the electronics still work okay. But what was impressive to me, and I know it's not just the way they treated me, because I've started getting emails from people who've used Complete Auto Body. What's impressive was, I've probably received, I know I have, easily, in just the course of 48 hours, 8 different text messages. You know, one to tell me they would be out, what time they'd be out. The next morning, a text to confirm it. Another text saying they're half an hour away. A text letting me know it arrived safely and that it was in their possession. That kind of attention. And they didn't do it because, oh, you're Frank Opinion. I've gotten emails already from people who say that's how comprehensive their whole process is. And they, you talk about communicating with customers, they do. And when I get it back, it'll be perfect. Apparently, when you have to buy the mirror housing, it comes unpainted, and they have to, you know, paint it to match the car. That's not a big deal for them. And I don't for one second think they rushed it to get it done in a couple of days. It just wasn't that big a deal. Next time, maybe I'll decide to do something a little more. I may see a deer and hit it on purpose. You know, I might. Probably not. They do a lot of hail damage. They work on lots of fleet vehicles. Tim has a fleet and has had a fleet of vehicles, small fleet. They would take care of all those vehicles. They have one customer of their 37 companies that have fleets. One of those companies has 1,100 vehicles. Ooh. Guess who services them all and does the body work on all of them? Complete Auto Body. They're in St. Peter's. They're in Hazelwood and they're in Delwood, 3 locations. And if, I want to say, if you want it done right, who doesn't want it done right? Apparently, there are people who don't care about having it done right. I'm not going to mention the name of the company, but there's a national name in auto repair and painting, and they run ads to say they'll paint your car, the whole car, like $350. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with getting in the rain and having your paint just wash right off your car. I would never let those people touch my car. You get what you pay for, but you don't want to overpay. And you want it to be, I don't know that anything is perfect, but as close to that, and maybe it is sometimes perfect work, then you're talking about Complete Auto Body. So for fleets, for individuals, for collision repair, or just overall service on the car, brakes, oil change, emission, safety, that kind of stuff, we got you covered. Complete Auto. Thank you, David. Thank you, Curtis. Thank you to the other David and everybody who along the way has kept me posted. Now I know what to expect if I ever, and I hope I don't. I've had my share already. Have a serious damage to a car. I know that, and I'm sorry somebody else already has this slogan, that you're in good hands. That's already taken. Can't use that. Complete Auto Body. Complete AB.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Madden.
He's here today. He's in Kirkwood, Missouri. He's Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by Window World. Window World came out to my house today. I got everybody covered. I got to have a set of double doors put in, and it's not an easy job because of the way they're situated. It's a long story, but I'll keep you posted on that too. Thank you for Tom. Thanks to Tom for coming out this morning and looking at the double doors. He's going to get back to me with a quote. Window World sponsors this guy. Give it up for Bill Cleveland. And that website would be windowworldstlouis.com. Bill, how are you?
I am great. Thank you.
Okay.
Wait to get home good to and hear. Use my new chainsaw.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Bill bought himself a chainsaw with an pole, like an extension pole.
Yes. Yeah. Look out, neighborhood.
Cut down. How high a branch could you cut down?
10 feet.
That's good.
That's what I need it for. All right. It is Thursday. That is why Scott Sherman has stuck around.
Yep.
The only reason.
Don't drop your chainsaw.
So, yeah. So we're going to play our topic game today, category game, whatever you want to call it. But we will begin with a tiebreaker question. And I believe Tim was our winner last week.
I don't want to say that Scott is... He was beyond confident and overly confident.
Frank won last week.
No, I've won this. I'm 2-0. I've won this both times we've played.
Yeah, we rotate what games we play.
When you talk confidence, Scott's wearing a T-shirt right now that says winner of the June 25th the Large Morning Show in the afternoon playhouse competition.
Well, so, Scott, I thought Frank won last week.
No, I didn't.
No, Tim won.
Tim won the last time Frank we played won last this week. Game.
Oh, this is that. Oh, that
this game. This game, I can't be beat.
Oh man.
That's a good Joe Frazier you did.
I don't hate Balboa, but I pity the fool, and I would destroy any man who tries to take what I got.
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
Unfortunately, we have no time left for our game.
Yeah, right.
That's as good as Louis Armstrong.
That was Clubber Lane.
Sanford and Son. I like him, you know. He came up to me.
Turn Sly's microphone
goodness.
Off.
Yeah. Shut up, Balboa.
So here we go. We'll start with a tiebreaker question. We'll begin with Tim, since he was our winner. The last time we played. Here we go. And of course, closest without going over.
Now we do keep score here, right?
Yes.
So starts with Tim.
Point if you get it right. -1 if you get it. Correct. If you're on the other end.
Yeah. Thank you for mentioning.
I'm ready to go.
Okay. Tiebreaker question is: what year did France conduct its last execution using a guillotine?
Ooh.
Closest without going over. Ooh. Tim.
1840.
Okay, Frank.
Without using a guillotine.
No, with
using. What year did France conduct its last execution using a guillotine?
Yeah, but 1945.
Okay, Limey.
1950.
Dan.
Wow. 1930.
And Scott.
1895.
Okay.
And thanks for getting it right. It's not guillotine. It's guillotine.
Okay, so we will begin with Tim. And so you get to pick who you are going to challenge.
I don't get the category first?
Did we do that? Am I doing the category first?
I think
first?
It's all right. Challenge first.
Yeah, I think it's challenge first.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll challenge Limey.
Okay, Tim will be challenging Limey. And your category, Tim... is cleaning products.
Ooh,
how many cleaning products do you think you can
you mean
name
like
in
brands?
30 seconds?
Okay.
Four.
Okay. Limey, can you name five?
No.
Wow. All right.
What?
No, I can name
that.
No, wait. Yeah, I can. I can name five.
Okay. Tim, can you do six?
Yeah.
Okay. Limey?
Nah, I'm out.
Okay. So Tim, you'll have to name six cleaning products in 30 seconds. Go.
Pine-Sol, Pledge, Windex, Lysol, scrubbing bubbles, and Armor All.
Nice job.
Thank you.
15 seconds to go. Good
is
job.
Pledge a cleaning product?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I thought it was a polish. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a polish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's one for Tim. We have one on the board.
And negative one for Limey. Don't forget the negative one.
Oh, was negative.
How did you get a negative?
Because he challenged me.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't get one.
Those are your rules.
Okay. Yeah. I like them.
Okay. I'm going to pull a Tim and I'm going to check and see if Pledge is actually cleaning. He did that to me last week with salt.
Sure.
Oh, with salt.
Man, this is already.
Pledge to me it cleans dust.
No. Water cleans dust, but it's not a clean.
I would accept Pledge. I would clean with Pledge.
Yeah, Bill's
okay, Frank, we move to you. Frank, who will you be challenging today?
I'm going after the man with a point on the board, Tim Woodburn.
Wow, okay. Ooh. Frank versus Tim. So, Frank, your category, things you might own if you had a garden. Or things you might own if you had a garden. How many can you name?
What?
Five.
Five. Okay, Tim?
I can do six.
Frank?
Seven.
Tim?
Wow.
I can do eight.
Eight things.
Do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Do it.
Eight things in 30 seconds and go.
Gloves, a hose, a shovel, potting soil, seeds, and a water gallon bucket.
You got to keep going.
That's six.
Yeah, a water bucket. Oh, okay. Tomato plant stands and
one more.
Fencing.
He did it.
Mm.
Nine seconds to go.
A rake.
Wow, I'm a minus one. He is two.
Wow, he is on fire today.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
I hear the confidence in his voice.
Spicy.
Okay, so what's the current score?
Current score is Tim 2, me minus one, Limey minus one, Dan 0, Scott 0.
Okay, right. So next up would be...
One second.
Whoa.
Excuse me.
Limey, who will you be challenging today?
I'm going to challenge Tim.
Okay.
You're going after him.
You have to. You got to knock him down.
Challenge me.
Limey, your category, musical instruments.
That's a good one.
In 30 seconds, how many can you name?
10.
Woo!
Wow. You're going to go that high that fast. Okay, yeah. Tim, can you do 11?
Musical instruments, I'll call us 10.
Okay.
I'll make 10 in 30 seconds.
Go.
Piano, drums, cymbals, triangle, xylophone, saxophone, guitar, bass guitar, because they are different, trombone, and a trumpet.
I don't think bass guitar and guitar should be two different.
They are two different instruments.
You said trombone twice.
You got 10 seconds to name another one.
Oh, did I say trombone twice?
Yeah.
Mandolin.
Wow. Very impressive.
Thank you.
Very impressive. You're back to zero.
I'm back to zero.
And Tim, and here's how fast this changes. Tim is one, and you're now zero.
Yeah. All right.
The only one in the negative territory is me. Minus one.
A long game to play. Okay, next up is Dan Strauss. Dan, who will you be challenging?
I'll go after Limey.
I knew you would.
Yeah.
I knew you would.
Nice to see you back in the negative category. All right, Dan, your category, things you might own if you were a cowboy.
Oh, that's good.
How many do you think you could name?
A cowboy?
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
Things you might have if you're a cowboy.
See, what he's doing is stalling. A cowboy, man. He's trying to think of him. Yep. You can't do that. You got to move along.
Yeah. Four.
Four. All right, Limey?
I'll go six.
Jump into six. Dan, can you do seven?
Six.
Again.
No.
Okay, so you have six things. You have six things. Ready?
Okay,
go.
A horse, a saddle, the chaps, cowboy hat, cowboy boots, spurs.
Boom! I did that in 8 seconds.
Man. Thank you.
That's the same amount of time you got to stay on the bucking bronco in a rodeo. Eight seconds. Right. Well, let's see. Limey is at one, and Dan is a minus one.
Wow.
Okay. How quickly it changes. Still in the lead with...
I don't like
still,
this game.
Tied. Tim and Limey tied with one apiece. I'm a negative one. Dan's a negative one. Scott, zero.
Dan, to be fair, you're just as bad at the other trivia game we do, too.
I know, but I really don't. I don't like this one. I'd rather play 20 questions.
Then let's play this
play
every
20
time.
Questions. okay, so we move to
Scott.
Yeah. All right, Scott, who will you be challenging?
Limey.
Your voice is finally changing.
Now all I need is a chainsaw and I'll be a real man.
Testicles dropped.
All right. So you're challenging Limey. Your category, Scott, famous cartoon animals.
Oh.
That's hard.
So how many do you think you can name in 30 seconds?
Geez,
seven.
Seven?
Seven?
Wow. Can you name eight?
I think I can do eight.
Scott, can you do nine?
Yeah, you can do nine.
Yeah,
I'll try for ten.
Oh,
whoa! Whoa! No way!
is going to be good.
Go ahead, pal.
All right. 10 cartoon animals in 30 seconds. Go.
So Spike from Rugrats, Santa's Little Helper from The Simpsons, Snowball from The Simpsons. I'm then going to go with... Oh, come on. I just had them now, and I'm spacing completely. I've got to get 10 animals. Porky Pig, Tasmanian Devil, Bugs Bunny, Sylvester the Cat. Did I say Tweety Bird already?
No.
Tweety Bird, Donald Duck, Daffy Duck.
10. You nailed it.
Yeah. Whoa!
5 seconds to spare.
That one I could not have done. And now Limey is 2, and Scott is minus 1.
Mm. How about cat dog?
Very.
Dan, that would have been a twofer.
It's over. Dan, move the question. On. Yep, move on.
You don't like this game anyway.
No, I don't.
Okay, so we're back to Tim.
I'm going after Limey.
Oh,
you got
one after Limey.
Got to. He's in the lead. Got to. Right. He's at 2.
All right. This is appropriate for me because I have been painting my house
sports,
this
come on,
week.
Sports. Come on, sports.
Things you would want on hand if you were painting a house.
I think that's easy. Mm.
Okay. How many do you think you can name?
9.
What?
No!
All right.
I'm surprised at the big numbers. You're gonna make him guess 9?
I have no idea. All right. I'd do 10.
Oh.
Whoa, Noe. Tim.
Man.
Oh. Painting a house.
Yep.
Hmm. Man. I think I could do 11.
Okay.
Man.
Limey. Can you do 12?
You can't sit there and think them all.
You got
an answer. Yes or no?
Larry Connors is coming up.
He says, let Tim.
Larry Connors is coming up.
Hello, Larry. We love you. We really do. We're sorry you're not here.
All right, so you're going to do 11?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Tim will do 11. Okay, okay, ready? And go.
A paintbrush, a roller brush, an edge brush, a can of paint, a ladder, a tarp, a paint bin, a mixing stick, let's see, a spray paint gun, let's see, an actual painter to help me.
Two more.
An apron.
I'm
and
sorry, you're out.
It was
0 before the beep went.
Oh, we're going on beep or you?
No, me. It's 30 seconds.
Also, your 11th one was paintbrush, which you'd already said.
No, I said painting boots.
No, you said paintbrush and a roller.
What the hell are in the beginning? Boots?
My point.
Boots to paint in.
They're the things the guy that helps him paint wear.
Tim.
This is ridiculous.
Painting boots.
Yeah.
Painting pants.
You got to paint in shoes that you can mess up. Painting boots. Oh, there is painting pants. There is painter's pants.
But you named a bunch of different types of brushes.
And you said brush twice.
Yeah, but there was no painting boots.
I said brush. The first 3 things I said was brush. And I got the last one in before the beat, but not before Bill spoke.
The last one you got in was paintbrush, which you
boots.
Had already said.
You misheard me.
Boots.
Last one I said was boots. They all heard me say boots.
No.
Nobody heard you say boots.
No one has ever heard of paint boots.
No.
I'll take my point.
That was the first time.
Holy.
Okay. Painting boots.
Well,
That's my favorite.
I am judge and jury here. I say no to the paint
socks.
Boots.
paint boots.
Paint socks.
You can buy them on Amazon. Paint boots.
Yeah.
Can you?
No. Yeah.
Wow.
Let me see that. Boot color change. That's not paint boots.
See paint boots.
Painting what a
boots?
Stretch. Okay, we got to keep
like
moving.
That's like a name paint. For a brand or
paint
something.
Paint tie.
That is a
ascot.
That is a paint hat.
Paint overcoat.
Images for paint boots.
Paint purses.
Paint turtleneck.
Damn
paint
it. Wallet. Nobody would paint. Look at them.
I'd paint those boots.
They're called that because they're painted. They're in paint.
Yeah, that's what I painted.
You know what? How about let's talk?
Wow.
We learned.
I lost.
What was that thing we learned? Solo made.
Pro se.
Pro se. We also learned today. Sore loser.
Solo man.
Now he just did. He just said. You're right. I'm out. So,
but
Tim 0, me minus 1, Limey 1.
No, I'm at 3, excuse you. I was at 2 then, and I just got another point.
I'm sorry.
There.
Yeah,
thank you.
Tim, wow. Zero. Me, this minus guy. One. Limey, so three. Dan, minus one. Scott, minus one.
Take Limey out right now.
And there's your clip for Monday's Playhouse.
We gotta
take boots.
We got to take him out.
All right.
No, the clip is another painter.
That was good.
You don't paint a house by yourself.
I am.
I wouldn't.
Okay. So now we move to Frank.
Yeah.
And who will you be challenging?
I'll get Limey. Okay. He has to go down. Paint chainsaw.
Going after Limey here. All right, Frank, your category, types of bugs.
Oh. Bring it on.
Holy cow. He was an exterminator.
You challenged him.
I don't have a chance.
Come on,
you
six. You challenged
six.
I like, bring it on.
Six.
Oh, seven. Yeah, sure.
Eight.
Nine.
Go ahead.
Okay. Nine.
In original Latin.
Go.
Dragonflies, moths, ants, bullet ants, if you want to get particular, scorpions, cockroaches, water beetles, mayflies, fruit flies.
I don't think ants and bullet ants should be too different.
Okay, centipede.
Centipede. There you go.
Do you want to go another one?
You are on fire.
Wow.
Limey has four.
Thank you.
I'm down to minus two.
Did you call him Sammy?
Dan, I'm giving the score.
Oh.
Limey has a four.
First of all, I have a protest.
I knew he was.
I hate Thursdays.
Moths are not bugs.
It's a bug.
No, hold on. He's saying moth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that's not a bug.
That's a bug. It sounds like a butterfly.
It's an insect.
It's not a bug.
Oh, for the love of Christ.
It's not a bug.
Well, okay, hold on, though.
Hold on. Okay.
A spider is an insect, and it's a bug.
Thank you. It's an arachnid.
A fly is an insect. It's a bug. Sort of. Now, a fly is not a bug. It's a fly.
It's a bug.
Bugs have a straw that they use to suck juices from plants. Insects are characterized by three-part bodies.
Okay, you know what? I'm not a sore loser.
Right.
Take my point.
I think your paint boots are a little too tight.
I think somebody is a little sad, loser.
And
we'll look up Pledge while you're busy.
Somebody's spicy today.
I hope I got this right. Tim Zero, I'm one. Limey is
four.
Two.
Wait, what do you mean
two
four?
If we take
are
that
you giving
away.
Him the win?
No, you took.
You're giving him the win after I just proved what the difference is between a bug and an insect.
I am going to give him the win. Yes.
You're a
thank
joke.
You.
Okay, I have completely lost. I didn't know what the score is. I don't know. All I know is Limey is in the lead.
Yeah, that's right.
And I say we just give it to Limey because he has won.
A cow is an insect.
You're going to have to take that T-shirt from Scott.
Winner, Limey
Phillips.
All you guys have done is prove the point that I made earlier. I hate this game.
On fire today. I love this game.
Yeah. 20 questions wouldn't have caused as much commotion, I don't think.
Should be minus two.
Do you want to know the last year France killed a guy with a guillotine?
Yeah.
1977.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, I'm Bill Cleveland. Off to therapy. and on 590, the fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, windowworldstlouis.com. I like that game. I do. Yeah,
I'll be singing a paint boost.
I like it too.
We got a new nickname for Limey Bugs Phillips.
A listener just sent me a text of a photo of the boots he paints in, and there's paint spilled all over his boots. Look at it.
No, Tim's like me. I'll never let it go.
Hold on. Tim, I could send you a picture of the socks that I paint in with paint all over them, but there aren't paint socks.
Some people like to wear boots when they paint.
Give Tim his point.
And what if somebody wanted to wear like a transgender painter wanted to wear a dress? There's not a paint dress, but he could wear it while he's painting.
We should take to Brad Dugan and ask for a set of paint boots and watch them escort him to the door.
Now here's Mike Evans. Almost. Right. Real quickly, I get an email from a listener that said, Frank, I go back a long, long time, back to mid-80s KUSA. Love the show, but I'm missing one thing. Now, Limey, this is where you have to really pay attention. Whatever happened to the voice of the guy who always said, who's that?
Yeah.
When you said a name, it always made me smile. Wayne from Glen Carbon. Do we have who's that?
Yeah, I thought who's that.
Well, he wants to know why.
Who's that?
See, there it is, Wayne. he's calling you out for kind of forgetting about it. So, Wayne, we do have it. There it is. Thank you for the email. I got a feeling that...
you can't say Broad Dugan anymore either. You have to say Girl Dugan.
Mm. That's a good one.
That's a half a
I don't even know if I have time to... I bought last weekend, and I gave one to my grandson, one to my daughter-in-law, one, rabbit's foot keychains. They still have the colored...
Real?
That's my question. I think it is real. And here's why. They don't kill rabbits just to cut their feet off and make rabbit's foot keychains. They harvest rabbits, they like to say that, for the fur and the meat. And then while you're at it, you make a rabbit. It looked real to me, and the claw looked
real.
Isn't
there, a little nail in there?
Yeah, there is. There is. I think it's real. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So, two FM DJs, they're good buddies, and they're riding around together, and... one of them says, I got to run in here and fill up and get some gas. His buddy says, you know, every time I'm with you, it's like you have to go get gasoline, and you always go to the same station. He looked over, he goes, your tank is like three quarters full. His buddy says, well, I'll tell you why I go there. They got a great contest going, and it's like a guess a number thing. If you guess it, free sex. The manager told me, take in the back. You know, you get free sex. His friend says, are you kidding me? He goes, no, well, come on, go in with me. They fill up. They walk in. The manager recognizes me. He says, hey, Brad, good to see you again. He goes, yeah, I'm here to take a shot at it. He goes, all right, number between 1 and 10. Go ahead. Brad says, 3? Manager says, man, it's 4. So close. You almost got free sex. Better luck next time. 2 days later, he's in there again filling up his car. He drives just to deliberately burn fuel. His buddy's with him again. He said, don't tell me you're going to fill up again. He goes, oh, yeah, I'm going to win this free sex. They go in again, same thing. They fill up. The manager says, I guess you're ready to play the game. Brad says, I am. 7? The manager says, oh, man, you were way off. I was thinking of the number 1. They go back out to the car, and Brad's buddy, the other FM DJ, says, I can't believe how stupid you are. Brad says, what do you mean? He goes, this is not legit. Guessing, what number am I thinking of between 1 and 10? You're never gonna tell you you got the right. You're never going to get free sex. It's not legit. It's a scam. Brad says, no, it's not. I know it's not. My wife has won 3 times.
Time for a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
This report is sponsored by On the Run. Every time you try something fresh from their grab-and-go menu, On the Run will donate $1 to Operation Food Search. On the Run is St. Louis serious. Accident cleared southbound 170 at the Forest Park Parkway. You also had a stall at 64. Looks like it's been cleared as well. A crash westbound 70 at Grand in the right lane, backing up traffic at St. Louis Avenue. Heavy westbound 70 then through 141. Spencer Road expected to remain closed north of I-70 at least through 6 p.m. Police are working a serious accident. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hello, I'm Russ Patton with Byerly RV in Eureka. Why are RVs so popular? Well, you're not limited to 2 carry-ons. Instead of a diet of peanuts and pop, your refrigerator is filled with food. Legroom, bedroom, bathroom, all there. And the chances of getting strip searched are minimal, unless you want to be. But the best part is traveling at your own pace with family and friends and all the comforts of home. It's the journey, not just the destination, that is most rewarding. Whatever your lifestyle, Byerly has an RV for you. From economical tent trailers to luxury motorhomes. And always late model trade-ins.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly
Trailers. For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailers.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
What do annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, and potted plants all have in common? They can all be found at locally owned St. Louis' staple, the Franklin Group, located at 8925 Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight Road. Not only are they the freshest and prettiest in the area, everything is locally grown right here in Missouri. Why deal with all the problems of the big box stores when the Franklin Group has similar inventory at half the price of their competitors? Now, I'm not going to mention names, but if a local independent businessman gave you the better product for less money, isn't that where you want to spend your hard-earned cash? Remember, for flowers, shrubs, or plants, it's the Franklin Group on Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight. Open at 8 a.m. 7 days a week, or you can call 314-422-7056. That's 314-422-7056, and ask for the owner, Jack Cusimano, and be sure to tell him the 590 The Fan sent you.
This is Mariah, third generation at Newsetters Fine Jewelry. Buying an engagement ring can be intimidating. At Newsetters, we ensure complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
All right. You know what that means? That music means we're going to Dallas, Texas. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I don't think you're going to find... Look, I'm never that guy that says there's only one great restaurant. A lot of good restaurants. I don't think you're going to find anything better than Annie Gunn's. And try the gooey... butter. What is it? Gooey butter cake?
Yeah, gooey butter. Yeah,
you may have had it, another version of it. Not like theirs. Closed only on Monday, both Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. They are located east of all that other stuff, or most of it anyway, in Chesterfield Valley, and they sell thousands. That's not an exaggeration. They actually sell thousands of gift cards every year, because who wouldn't want a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market? Here he is, Mike Evans.
Good to the last drop.
You got all that. You got all of that. That's a great slogan.
Good to the last drop. You can use it.
Okay. Thank you.
Regarding the porn star Ron Jeremy, I am not shocked that Jeremy was charged with 7 sexual assaults and 3 rapes today in Los Angeles. I am shocked the 67-year-old smut dirtbag hasn't been charged with hundreds of rapes. I mean, over the past 40 years here when I was in Los Angeles, there were always stories of him raping. I mean, hundreds of women. And you can bet that more are going to come forward and actually file complaints now that some have.
Why would you need to rape women if your job every day is having sex? You're a porn star. What is that?
He's a sickie, man.
And he's ugly. I mean, this guy has gotten more you-know-what than anybody, and he's butt ugly.
The difference between him and Weinstein and Spacey and all the rest that were charged was that he was doing his in group settings, like right out in public, because he just thought that's what the norm was. For, you know, a girl bends over at a porn party, and he's just going to go, you know, have sex with her,
okay,
sneak up behind her, and, you know, and do that kind of thing. That's what these allegations are. It's kind of different.
But still, when you have that much sex, really, right, do you still have that desire to do that?
He was also the only person ever permanently banned from the Playboy Mansion.
Wow.
Why?
They just didn't want him around. Did not want him around.
If anybody's ever seen him, he's the sleaziest, greasiest, dirtiest looking guy. He just looks like you wouldn't want to be too close to him.
His nickname was the Hedgehog. Nobody wants to snuggle with a hedgehog.
Nickname, that's a good nickname.
Movie review. Irresistible stars two of my favorite people, Steve Carell and my new favorite actress, Hottie Rose Byrne. Since it's an election year, this movie is based on an election and was written and is co-produced by TV's Jon Stewart. And while Jon Stewart's TV show may get great ratings, this is a really, really bad movie. I mean, it sucks. Carell plays the former Hillary Clinton campaign manager. Rose plays a top Republican campaign manager. They face off in some goofy Wisconsin mayor race that is more boring than funny. It's the conservatives versus the liberal. It's also a lot of battle of the sexes between Steve and Rose. It is just stupid. There's really nothing good about this movie. This film, other than looking at Rose Byrne, one star for Irresistible.
Mike, is Rose Byrne related to the actor who had to quit acting because he got such a bad sexually transmitted disease, Dick Byrne?
Ooh.
Is he related?
Thank you.
That was Richard Byrne.
Thank you.
He went by Richard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a really great movie, though, that's going to be on Prime Video starting this weekend and on demand called The Last Tree. It's the story of a British Nigerian boy who enjoyed a warm, loving childhood in rural Lincolnshire, England, then moves to a very bad inner London neighborhood to live with his biological mother. Confusion, pressure, rough environment, and a decision. What life feels right for him? Really a great movie, The Last Tree, 4 stars.
Ooh, from nut one to four. Oh. Nice leap.
Odds and ends, Snoop Dogg was asked if he could have any wish come true, what would it be? He said, easy. He would like to own 118 Cadillacs, one from every year they've ever made Cadillacs since 1902.
That would be a collection.
Oh,
that'd be a hell of a collection.
Yeah. The insurance is
bad.
Great. It is a big day today. They call it Noel Day, Leon Day. It is halfway between the beginning of the year and Christmas. We're halfway to Christmas.
That means that the day is tomorrow, start by a minute a day getting shorter, daylight.
And my uncle...
By the way, don't spend too much money on me for Christmas.
Okay, uncle that we celebrated had a happy 50th anniversary. His name's Leon, and today's Leon Day.
Wow, well, how about
Whoa.
That?
Ain't that something?
Wow. Go ahead.
And my middle daughter's name is Noel, backwards, spells Leon.
Wow.
What a coinkydink.
Incredible.
It is. Shocking coronavirus stat. April 2019, Hawaii had 856,250 visitors. 856,250 visitors. This April, they had 4,564.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
90% hospitality employees back in Hawaii are unemployed. 90%.
Oh, shame. 1 minute, and I give you a minute because today is Aloha Thursday.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And by the way, Mike, we want the full version. You clipped it short last time on us.
I don't ever know what the version is going to be.
Sure you do.
He just makes it up as Thursday, he goes.
And while a lot of theaters are opening up around the world this weekend with just seating restrictions, exhibitors here in the United States say they are leaning towards forced masks. Mm. When they do open the theaters.
35 seconds.
And finally, it's Aloha Friday.
Thursday. You can't hear me. You messed it up.
Thursday, just want to make sure you knew that Aloha
Friday
is still Aloha Friday.
Aloha. He did it. He got it in there. He did mess up. Don't say Friday again. Thank you for being with us. It's been a great week. Thank a police officer or a firefighter every chance you get, especially now. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. Miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out.
Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
The NFL says training camps are due to start in late July as scheduled. Dallas and Pittsburgh now don't need to report early as the NFL's Hall of Fame game was canceled and this year's enshrinement ceremony was postponed for a year due to coronavirus. September's centennial celebration inductions also postponed for a year. NFL team owners held a conference call today. Among the items of discussion, the league wants everyone associated with the NFL to register to vote and encourages others to do so. Coaches Mike Leach and Lane Kiffin in college football were among a group asking Mississippi's legislator today to remove the Confederate emblem from the state flag there. ACC Commissioner John Swofford will retire after the next school year. Liverpool clinched its first English Premier League title in 30 years today. It won easily yesterday, and second place Manchester City lost 2-1 today to Chelsea. I'm Steve DeSig.
We are Fox Sports!